And I want to share some with you. Yeah, there's a lot of this, and I talk about terms and so forth. You got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you do. Let me share something with you. And it's just a brief. It's very brief. This little book that comes from the Our Daily Bread people, I've been carrying this in my briefcase for a long time because I just refer to it every once in a while. And it's simply entitled, Filled with the Spirit. And it summarizes this. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, we must be Christ-centered. What's that mean? Reading the Bible, submitting to God's authority, have confidence that He will do His part as He promised in our lives. So if you're a Christian, being filled with the Spirit is not an option, it's a command. But perhaps you've never placed your faith into Jesus' hands. If you've never trusted Him as your Savior, you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit because He is not in you. That's why I was saying, you can't get Him in pieces. When you accept Christ in your life, you get God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. So to bring Christ into your life, you simply need to admit your sin, your inability to save yourself, which is talks about in Ephesians 2, and ask Him to rescue you, as He has promised, to save all who desire to turn from their sins and call upon Him in faith. The Bible says, as many has received them, to Him He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. John chapter 1, verse 12. It also said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So my challenge, you just don't ever assume that everybody comes to church, knows that personal relationship with God, but that invitation is always there. All we have to do is go to Him and say, Lord, I want You to be in my life and to be Lord over it. That's why that little song that I love so much. I got it wrote down here somewhere. There it is. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God. Amen.